air. So I'm going to go ahead and mute the lines and we'll get started. You are on the morning rev call. This is Chris Bruce. For those of you who are unfamiliar with the call or who are new, we have this call every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with a different host. On Mondays, you have Dave Johnson with decades of experience in the direct selling and multi-level marketing industry, who shares a lot of motivation and education and experience that he's had. On Wednesdays, you have Chip Littlejohn, who's our product expert, who goes on deep dives into what's in the product, why does it work, and what has it done for people, and also how can you share this information. And then on Fridays, you have me, and I share a lot of technical details, how does the website work. I have some guests and general education on how to build your business. So today, I wanted to talk about essentially kind of the basic steps or the strategy of things that you need to do to build a successful team, to build a business. And a lot of it starts with you and then involves sharing responsibility and delegating as you go. And so there's several core things that you need to have in place to really consider yourself a leader, a builder, someone who has a business. And the first one is to create your vision. You need to have a reason to be in business. There has to be some driving force, something that's going to get you up in the morning drive you towards building this big team, this big business. And for everybody, it's going to be a little bit different. My original driving force when I started with this was that both of my parents had to work really, really hard. They split up when I was really young. My dad was a doctor, and he did the 100 hours plus a week between seeing patients, being at the hospital, being in meetings, and filling out mountains of paperwork. And my mom is a single mom, had to work, and so sometimes it was two jobs. She owned her own business at one point for several years, and it just involved a lot of work. And when my wife and I started having kids, I wanted to be someone who could feed my kids but actually still be around my kids. And so something like this where you're setting your own hours and you get to decide who you work with really appealed to me in that I could create something that would support my family but wouldn't require me to be gone all of the time. And so whatever your why, your vision is, you need to kind of become clear on that. You know, why do you want to do this? What's your reason for doing this rather than doing a 9-to-5 working for somebody else? And once you have that down, you need to start building belief both for yourself and for the people that you recruit to your team. You need to help them find their why, their reason to join you. And at first, it can be something that you're supplying, where you're helping to build a dream for them and create belief in the products, in the company, in the team that you're with, in your upline leadership. And you do that by introducing them to new people as regularly as possible. And so, three-way calls, meetings, Zooms, all of these different things where they're going to see different people that are doing what you're doing, maybe in a different way, until they find someone that they really identify with. Because you're not going to just sign up a bunch of clones of yourself. Everybody's really individual. But as you build your team, you're going to find that they gravitate to different leaders. And so someone might really like your sponsor, or they might really like someone who's cross-line. But as long as you've introduced to them to 2, 3, 4, 5, 50 people, they might create a relationship and a friendship with that person where they become a mentor or a tag team so that they're able to build that business. And as you create belief that they personally can do this, they become more confident, and then eventually they are building it for others. And so you're passing that down the line. Duplication is a word that is used a lot in this type of business. And people will duplicate what you do. So if you ignore everybody, they're going to ignore everybody. If you only show up once a month, they're going to only show up once a month. So you need to create belief that that you have a vision and that they themselves can create one for themselves. After that, you need to serve. You need to, essentially you're putting the team before yourself. Deva often says that at first it feels like you're doing all the work because you're doing all the work. You really have to put yourself out there, and sometimes it is a sacrifice of time or convenience. You're working with people in different time zones, different places. You may have to take a drive to go do a meeting for someone who's really just trying to start. As you're identifying people who are going to be leaders in your own business, if you find them and serve them, again, that's modeling a behavior that you want your team to have, where you're giving of your time and your talents and your energy to help build something for them, they in turn will be more likely to do that for their downline. You're wanting to create essentially an army of people that are servant leaders. You know, they're the people who go out and they're on the front line and they're in the trenches doing the work. And so as you model that and you serve others, they will see that. So, sometimes that even means, you're giving up a sale to a downline person, or you're sacrificing what might have been a short-term profit for yourself to create an initial win for a new person. But the ideal is that person, as they become more and more successful over time, is going to be much more valuable for you and your team than that one sale would have been that helps them when they're just getting started. The next thing is you have to constantly be generating leads. This business really, the big benefit of it is that exponential growth where, one becomes two, two becomes four, four becomes eight. And that requires everybody to kind of be feeding it. So if you're sitting at home waiting for everybody else to sign someone up, it's probably going to bog down and slow your business. And if you're not generating new leads, whether you like it or not, that's what's going to happen. You're eventually going to run out of people. So there's lots of different ways you can do it. I love to start new conversations with people, and I find that if you talk even to a stranger for very long, eventually they're going to complain about something. And I just let people complain about their job, their health, their time, whatever it is, and then I offer usually a story or a solution where either myself or someone that I know had a similar issue and solved it through one of our products or business, through the association with other people, and just give them an out, essentially. And, oftentimes, all you have to do is show, someone who's, stuck in a maze where they're just wandering around and around and around, just show them that there is a possibility of getting out of the situation that they don't like, whether it be a job that they just don't like, or, they just spent too much time, working to get too little money, or they just, they need a challenge. They need something that's going to really, make them feel like they're accomplishing something. So, as you're going around and you're talking to people, find your way, to generate those new leads. And, Dave Johnson, when he was, when I was first around him and watching him do it, one of his favorite things was he would ask people, who's the best person, who in all of the world would you want to work with? Who's the most compassionate, ambitious, nicest person that you know? And if you could have them be part of your business, that would just be wonderful. And then he'd be quiet. And if they didn't say something for very long, they'd say, well, who can you see in your head right now? And very often people would say something, and then he would get as much information on that person as possible, and then he would call that new person, an absolute stranger. Hi, I'm Dave Johnson. You don't know me, but I'm on the phone with Beth, and she said that you're all these wonderful things, and give all of these compliments that Beth just gave, and then say, is that true? Just little techniques where you're breaking the ice, you're giving the person a compliment, and essentially telling them why they would be good at doing this. And so whatever your technique is, whatever you're comfortable with, or whatever you're uncomfortable with and want to get outside of that comfort zone, you got to be generating new people all of the time. And then once you've done that, follow up is the big, big thing. And as you're following up, one thing that a lot of people fail to do is to invite. Some people will be so passive in their sharing that the person that you're talking to doesn't know why. You're giving them information, you're giving them more information, then you're giving them more information, and then you're giving them more information without ever actually asking them to do something. And so inviting someone to take the next step is a really big part of the business that between follow-up and invite is where most people fail. You know, they've gotten brave and they've gone out and they've talked to new people, and, you know, that is really, really good. But if you don't actually get them to do something, then nothing really happens. And so you're inviting people to all sorts of different things, whether it be to be on a call, a Zoom, come to a meeting, to actually join the business and, you know, become a team member. Inviting is really the next best thing. And then you need to ask open-ended questions. There's a lot of kind of information that you need for someone to be able to properly serve them. You know, asking them their why, you know, what interests them most about being in the business. Because some people want to be in a leadership position where they're creating content, they're at the front of the room, and they're the person on the stage. Some people do not want that at all. They're looking for that time freedom. Some of them are looking to win things. In one of our the previous company that we were with, there was a doctor. Her biggest thing every year was winning the trip. She didn't really care how much money she made. You know, she was successful, was making money as a doctor, but she loved winning the trips. And so that was her big thing. And so you find out what your people really want by asking questions, getting them to share what it is they want. And then the next one is duplication. If you can get a brand new person in with a new person, they're much more likely to stay. And if you just tell people that that's normal, that that's how it's done, and demonstrate that, you can turn one sponsorship or one sale into two. Because people have a lot more fun if they bring a friend with them. And so if you model just saying that, you know, who would you really want to work with as they're coming in and before they've even signed up, you're talking to a new person for them, it shows that this is something that you need to do with speed, and also that they don't have to know absolutely everything before they bring somebody in. That's the other big stumbling point for the paralysis of analysis type people, which is I'm one of them. I want to know absolutely everything about everything. But if all you do is study, you know, eventually you become an expert in your basement and you know lots of stuff about lots of stuff, but you're not really doing anything. So duplication early on and giving your new people big wins is usually the best thing you can do for them. So not only do they have something to lose if they don't do anything else because they already have this new person with them, you know, you're creating that that momentum and that duplication. And then the next thing is recognize effort. If people are doing something, you know, there's hundreds of things they could be doing, and there's probably dozens of them that they're doing wrong. Don't be the one that's out there just correcting people. Find the thing that they're good at and really just recognize that thing that they're doing. Whether it's that they're the person that brings, you know, tons and tons and tons of new leads, but they, you know, they have trouble closing and stuff like that, really, really focus on how they're really good at bringing new people to the meetings and stuff like that, and then you be the one that helps to do the close and help them to be in part of the business. And whatever it is, just make sure that your people are feeling like they're a part of the team and that they're successful. And so as a leader, that's one of the biggest things is you're trying to build new leaders. And one of the things that you can do is by delegating. Before I was even really in my first business, I knew if I was there with Dave, he was going to ask me to speak. And he'd say, Chris, get up, say something profound. And it was absolutely terrifying because most of the people we were around had been doing this for a long time. And, you know, I was a 23-year-old kid. I didn't know what to say. But knowing that he was going to ask me meant I had to prepare. And so I was reading more. I was studying more. I was listening to more tapes. And trying to find a way, you know, find my voice for being asked to do that. And so when you're pushing people outside their comfort zone, they're going to grow. But as you're delegating, and then recognizing their successes and, you know, polishing them up a little bit, They're going to feel a lot better about doing what they're doing. And then the last thing is your influence. You want to expand your circle of influence in a positive way, where you're doing more and more that's supporting other people. And as you do that, that is going to be reflected and reciprocated, and it's going to go on and on and on. And so, you want to be what you would want to sponsor. So, you need to be doing all of these things, and you don't have to be perfect at it. You just have to be moving forward. So, those are kind of the things to work on make yourself a leader in the business, in a business that's growing and thriving and creating new leaders. Because eventually, I'm not doing all of the work because you've created this great big team. So anyway, thanks everybody for being on the call. If anyone has questions, comments, or any announcements that need to be made, Dave or Chip, go ahead and star 6, and if not, we'll be good for today.
Not register in Gold Tech Orlando. There's still some good flights, and if you type in all access, all caps, that 349 goes down to 149 with all the mail and everything, and that's one of the best things you could ever do, is increase your vision and enthusiasm. And so, yeah, go to the event. Week and a half. I guess not even that. It's about a week. So, yeah. Do it.
All right. Thanks, David.
This is Valerie.
All right,
David.
You guys got me excited. Chris, you're awesome.
I just wanted to say, everyone, that what Chris said is exactly right. There's a formula. There's steps to every success, no matter what you're endeavoring to do. And those things that Chris talked about not only help in your business, but also in daily goals. And Chris, you did a really good job explaining it, and got me all excited again and ready to go. So I'm going to plan out my date with those
things. All right.
Every day, if you plan out your day with those principles that he talked about, then it becomes a successful week. Successful weeks come to successful months, and you know, successful months come to successful year. So, anyway, thanks for reminding us of those basic things. They're very important.
All right. I think Chris said something profound today.
He did.
Yeah, finally. All right. Okay, everybody have a wonderful, awesome weekend, and I guess we'll see you on Monday. Thanks.